My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 23rd, 2015. Ray, would you state your full name, please?
Raymond Guy Feldman.
And your date of birth?
January 10, 1922.
Today's age is?
93. If my math is as good as yours.
Yes. Did you think you'd live to be 93?
No. When both Nancy and I were born, same year, we both came out of our growing up years when the life expectation was 65. And lived with that until really the last 10 or 15 years of our life. So that when we hit the 60s, we figured we'd better start making some plans and do some thinking. We didn't feel old, but we were in our 60s and supposed to be dying this time. Although we knew that people were living longer. When we hit 70, we started making serious plans with the family. By the time we hit 80, we figured this is a gift. Something's happened here. This to us was really the death decade, and we were amazed to get as far as the 90s. No expectation.
Yeah. Where are we recording this interview?
In South Tulsa at our home.
Where were you born?
I was born in North Tulsa at my parents' home on North Elwood. Just for the record, our house was next door to the LaFortunes and Jeannie LaFortune, and I played together until I was six when we moved to North Cheyenne. Lived a half a block from one of our former Tulsa commissioners, Sid Patterson. Then moved to North Main, where I stayed until college years.
Your mother's name?
Was Gussie Feldman.
Gussie Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
On the Feldman name, isn't there a story about Fell and Feldman?
Well, I never got that clear with my father, but his brother was named Fell, and his sisters in Scotland were Fells until marriage. He said, kind of offhandish, that he thinks it was changed at Ellis Island. He came as a youngster, but not that young not to know. But he never commented seriously about it, and we never pursued it.
Your mother, Gussie, what kind of person was she, and describe her personality and where she grew up?
Well, both parents were born in Latvia, did not know each other, separate villages, grew up with very similar backgrounds, and that is in what were called shtetls, little towns of 200 to 500 people, agriculture primary for everybody. And just a very early life of helping with his parents who were farming. My grandfather and my father's father, very, very Orthodox Jewish. My mother's family, the same.
Let's get your father's name in here, too, then.
Robert. My mother lived in the shtetl with a very large family. I think there were 19 all told, who lived very close together. She came to the United States when she was in her mid-teens. She had a sister who was living in suburban Chicago, Maywood, and she worked as a seamstress in one of the shops there, but it was actually intended to be a short visit just to be with her sister and family. And she had other sisters who had preceded her also. One who was living in Tulsa, it turned out, that became a pivotal point, and one other who also was living but in another community and died shortly thereafter. So her visit concentrated on the Chicago stay.
Your father, Robert, his story before he gets to the United States.
Well, Dad had a more adventurous story in my books because when he was a teenager, before he hit 13, his father had wanted him to become a rabbi, and he was raised otherwise in the same kind of situation mother was, the little shtetl, etc., with family. He did not want to become a rabbi, and his father was open-minded enough to say that we'll go see the chief rabbi of the region. Whatever that rabbi decides, after each of us tells why our positions had been taken, we'll abide by it. That was agreed. Dad presented his position well enough so that the chief rabbi agreed with him. He at that point then prepared to and went to Johannesburg in South Africa, where there was a cousin, not a close cousin. In fact, my dad didn't even know him. But he had a little jewelry watch repair shop, which my father trained in and learned the language of English, sold wristwatches and pocket watches to the miners. Gold and diamond mines were important at that time and prolific. Learned the trade quite well and sent money home, sent whatever extra money he had home, brought all of his family, and that was a large number at that time, to Glasgow, Scotland, because Scotland had the tradition of a very free country on religion as compared to most other countries of the world, and it was a relatively short boat trip from their home in Latvia straight across the North Sea to Glasgow. After he'd lived 7 years in Johannesburg, he arrived in Glasgow fully expecting to stay there, be with his family, which he hadn't seen for all these years. As the story goes, confirmed by his family, arrived on a Friday night, saw the poor economic conditions there were in Glasgow, and left for the United States on Monday, never having thought of doing this until that weekend. Typical of my dad, though, a man of decision. He arrived in New York, spent 1 week there, decided that there were too many immigrants here for him to make a good living, and he went west to Chicago. As luck would have it, lived in a little suburban town called Maywood, where my mother also lived, and by chance went to a wedding that he was invited to by a friend. It happened to be the wedding of my mother's brother. They met, the love bug bit, I presume, and they married.
Since he's in the jewelry trade, he brought that experience to Chicago.
Yes, and he was a good enough jeweler. You'll be amazed at this. Of all the jewelers who were in Chicago, none could repair the famous Marshall Field's clock, which hung at the major intersection in downtown Chicago. Nobody could get it repaired for a 2-year period, and my father arrived, got permission to try to repair it, and did, getting some notoriety in the press, because it was a great story, this immigrant boy. He had enough business that he was able to pocket money. When the oil boom hit in both California and Tulsa, Oklahoma area, because my mother had a sister in Tulsa, the family, which included my sister at that time, moved to Tulsa. Just continuing my father's sense of adventure and the very strong feeling that he could economically succeed far better in a smaller community where he could be a big fish, and sure enough, he did well.
We might point out the reason that they left Latvia.
Well, Latvia was part of old Russia. Jews were treated like dirt and were kept in actual boundaries and kept in these little towns, never permitted to even own land. While my mother was in Chicago area, her entire family of 19, all 19 of them, were on one single day wiped out when a Russian Cossack group came riding on horseback, as the stories go, into the town, lined up the Jews, took my mother's family, put them into the storage basement which they had, and shot every one of them, leaving my mother and her sister and the one other sister in Tulsa and brother as the remnants of her family. My father had no family there because, fortunately, all of his family had been moved to Glasgow. Those stories, actually, that I've told got Mother out of her planned return to Latvia. My father never had planned to return.